Nkanji for Hansen, you have the next 5 minutes.
Thank you very much. For 56 years since independence, Anglophones have been treated like second-class citizens in Cameroon. The people of former Southern Cameroon, once a UN trust territory to Britain, have not ceased to denounce such marginalization, domination, exploitation, which cuts across all domains of life, including appointment in top positions. The educational system is gradually being eroded. The Anglo-Saxon system of education is being assimilated by French system. The common law practice gradually being overshadowed by the civil Napoleonic law. Today, the abolition of the federal system of government in Cameroon in 1972 and subsequent 1984 has brought untold suffering to Anglophone minority. That is why even today they are asking for a strict respect of the Anglo-Saxon system of education. Now, you all know the crisis that has rocked the two English-speaking regions of the country. As the crisis escalated with huge government crackdown, police brutality leading to death of hundreds of persons according to civil society and over 10 according to the government, on peaceful minority Anglophones and government ministers saying there was no Anglophone problem. In the midst of these declarations, school boycott and crackdown, I thought like others that light needs to be shed on some of the issues so that the minority that we are should be aware that once life could be better than the present situation where Francophone majority is dominating the political, economic, social life of the country. I decided to engage myself into behavioral change, creating awareness for a better change, and this awareness could only be done by engaging the youths who are leaders of tomorrow, some say leaders of today. Today there is need to use non-violent means to demand for your rights. War has never been the best option, and I have always advocated for young men not to react violently when the government minister insults them, when majority Francophones see them as terrorists, when Francophone journalists use mean words when describing them and calling on the state to break into houses. Yes, indeed, we used this peaceful method and it worked when about 60 Anglophone youth journalists petitioned the National Communication Council on hate speech perpetrated by Francophone journalists. As minority youth and faced with the present situation and as a media personality, I thought of using the white audience I have to preach peace, sensitize the people on what the crisis is all about. As human rights journalists and advocate for change, I've had several sensitization meetings with the youth in Boya, Bamenda to let them know their rights and how they can fight for them without taking up arms or being violent about it. We have therefore organized several sensitization campaigns on the usage of social media today to effect change in the society. We've also had a lot of talks with Anglophone leaders, those who were arrested and later released some 8 months ago. It should be noted some are still in jail. As we speak today, this 1st of December, their case yesterday was adjourned to today. But how can the minority youth sensitize the population against hate speech? There have been several obstacles. You know, in Cameroon, there is freedom of speech, but your freedom after speech is not guaranteed. That is why most Anglophone leaders who stood up against the marginalization were arrested and kept in jail for over 8 months. Some are still in jail. The government of Cameroon launched a crackdown on anyone who talks about Anglophone crisis, especially the minority concern. You have to declare at the divisional officer for any meeting to take place. Now, my fear is even that me taking part in this conference, my life might also be in danger. So it's an open appeal to the special rapporteur and the chairman that they should ensure my safety as I go back to Cameroon. That will be tomorrow. And we have equally been tagged terrorists. Personally, I, who have been involved in the crisis covering it for the minority Anglophones, have been monitored by security forces, and faced with these difficulties, I decided to take actions to social media. And on my website, Cameroon News Agency, we have been trying to educate the Francophone majority that Anglophones don't hate them. Anglophones are against the disrespect of the Anglo-Saxon system of education and the common law system. Internet has been shut down. How can the Anglophone minority equally sensitize the public, especially at the time when we are using social media as a major tool? As we speak, internet has been shut down in the two English-speaking regions of the country for the second time, and nobody is saying anything about it. Recommendation: the government of Cameroon has as a responsibility to put in place policies, practices that the country will use to protect minority, ensuring non-discrimination and equal opportunity of it entire people and in all aspects of the society. In case the first fails, minority youth need to use non-violent approach by standing up for social justice and raising awareness by engaging in youth advocacy platforms, organizing sensitization campaigns to ensure their peers of their rights and needs to fight for them. This can be done through social media, youth groups, mainstream. They can advocate for fair representation in government, non-use of verbal abuse on minority Anglophones, equal opportunity in recruitment regardless of language, the use of English in major areas like the military and the public service. At the moment, only French is being used in the military. Minority youth also have a tax to vote. They have to stand for their vote. At times, it only needs a political decision to make a change. Voting will send signals to the oppressed and can as well be beneficial in a voting representative, a political figure. But in Cameroon, the voting system, is it credible? Therefore, the international community need to look into this matter and push the government of Cameroon to respect human rights, respect the rights of Anglophone minority, so that we can live a better life. Thank you.